All right, if you would, please open your Bibles to 1 Kings chapter 18. 1 Kings chapter 18. I like this pulpit. It's nice and high, and I'm short. All right, so you get to hear my voice and not see me very well. Amen. All right, 1 Kings chapter 18. For some of us that are saved, this is a familiar portion of Scripture. And I want to read here starting in verse 30 until verse 41. So look with me here, 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 30 until verse 41. The Bible says here, "And Elijah said unto all the people, Come near unto me. And all the people came near unto him. And he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. And Elijah took 12 stones according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, unto whom the word of the Lord came, saying, Israel shall be thy name. And with the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord, and he made a trench about the altar as great as would contain 2 measures of seed. And he put the wood in order and cut the bullock in pieces and laid him on the wood and said, Fill 4 barrels with water and pour it on the burnt sacrifice and on the wood. And he said, Do it the second time. And they did it the second time. And he said, Do it the third time. And they did it the third time. And the water ran round about the altar, and he filled the trench also with water. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that thou art the Lord God, and that thou hast turned their heart back again. Then the fire of the Lord fell, and consumed the burnt sacrifice, and the wood, and the stones, and the dust, and licked up the water that was in the trench. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces, and they said, The Lord, He is the God. The Lord, He is the God. And Elijah said unto them, Take the prophets of Baal, let not one of them escape. And they took them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook Kishon, and slew them there. And Elijah said unto Ahab, Get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. And I would like to preach this evening, just for a few minutes, on this thought, give it all to the Lord. Give it all to the Lord. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for this passage of Scripture. I thank you for the truth here. And Father, I pray that you would help me and use me. Lord, I need you. I know I can do nothing without you, so I pray for your blessing and guidance and direction right now. And I pray, Father, that I realize the best that I can do is speak to the ears of your people. And I pray, Lord, that you would speak to each and every heart here, touch it each and every heart here. Help us to realize this truth, this thought here, that we are to give everything to you. Regardless of situations in our lives, we're to give it all to you. So help now, I pray, if there's one here this evening that's not yet saved, I pray, Lord, that they'll be saved tonight. But take care of that before it's eternally too late. Bless now our time. May you be glorified in everything. We'll thank you for it. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. All right, now give it all to the Lord. Now, many of us here are familiar with this passage of Scripture in 1 Kings 18. Now, I didn't read the whole thing here, but we know from verse 17, if you look back there, that Ahab accuses Elijah. Now remember, Elijah is the man of God. Ahab accuses Elijah of troubling Israel. And then in the very next verse, in verse 18, Elijah, the man of God, sets Ahab, the king of Israel, sets him straight on who has really troubled Israel. And then in verses 19 through 25, Elijah, the man of God, tells Ahab, the king of Israel, to gather all the people of Israel, the prophets of Baal, and the prophets of the groves to Mount Carmel. He also tells the people of Israel to decide on who they would follow, either God or Baal. Can I tell you this evening, the same is true for us. We need to decide tonight who we're going to follow. Are we going to follow God or are we going to follow the devil? We need to make a decision about that. And so Elijah tells them they need to decide who they're going to follow. All of the people of Israel and the prophets come. Elijah says to get two bullocks, one for them, for the prophets of Baal, and one for himself, so that they could dress it. They were not to put fire under the offering. Then the prophets of Baal would call upon their gods, and Elijah, the man of God, would call upon his God, who is Jehovah God, the Almighty God, to see who would answer by fire. And he said that the one who answers, let him be God. The people answered, it is well spoken. Elijah, we like that. That sounds pretty good. It is well spoken. That's what the people of Israel said. Then we come to verses 26 to 29. And the prophets of Baal called on their false little g gods from morning till noon with no answer. Now, I don't know what time in the morning they began, but I'm just imagining it's about half a day. From morning till noon, they're calling out to their false gods, no answer. Not one answer at all. Nothing. The Bible says in verse 26 that they even jumped on top of the altar that they had made. And then Elijah, in verse 27, look with me here. This is a funny verse right here. But in verse 27 here, Elijah mocks them. It says here, and it came to pass at noon that Elijah mocked them and said, cry aloud, he is a little g god. Either he is talking, or he is pursuing, or he is in a journey, or peradventure he sleepeth and must be awaked. So he's mocking them, cry aloud. Maybe he took off on a journey. Maybe he's sleeping, you need to wake him up. Maybe he's busy and you need to get his attention. These false prophets, after this, after the mocking, these false prophets cut themselves, the Bible says, cut themselves with knives and lancets till the blood gushed out upon them. Pay attention now, hear what I say. False religions and false teachings will have you doing strange and weird things. Amen. False religions and false teachings will have you doing strange things, weird things. And I'll give you an example of that over in the Philippines. Now, during Easter, which they call Holy Week, many people go out and they celebrate the remembrance of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, but they literally take that into context for themselves by going out, cutting themselves. They use whips during the week. They use whips that has on the end of these whips, there's broken glass and shrapnel type stuff and what have you. They use that and they whip their backs with it. Sometimes they'll stop along the side of the road and somebody has a razor blade to cut them open so they're bleeding, and they use those whips to keep that blood flowing so it don't get clotted up. And they think that they can sacrifice themselves for their own sins. When Jesus said, hear me now, when Jesus said, it is finished, some of them even carry a cross around. After they do that, all that whipping, they carry a cross around. I've seen it, Pastor. It's ridiculous. That's false teaching. And that's what false religions do. They teach weird things. And then on Good Friday, they go up to this mountain, and then some of them actually get nailed on a cross. And the strange thing about that, Pastor, the strange thing about that is after all of that, after they pull the nails out and they get down, and they feel, well, okay, I'm good to go for now, and they go right back to what they were doing before, drinking alcohol and all kinds of other stuff. It's ridiculous. Now, these false prophets here in 1 Kings chapter 18 prophesied
until the evening sacrifice. Now pay attention. With no answer from their false gods. No answer. Nothing. Not even a peep. They spent a whole day dancing around, probably jumping up on their altar, cutting themselves with knives and lancets. And they spent the whole day. No answer. Nothing. Zero. And then we come to this passage of scripture that I just read to you, verse 30 to verse 41. In this text here, where it's now Elijah's turn to call upon his God, Jehovah God, the Almighty God. Amen? So I want us to look at a few things here, four things, just four basic principles that can help us. Because here we're going to learn how that we are to give it all to the Lord. First here we see in verse 30 to 32, the first principle here is to repair. Look with me again, verse 30 to 32. It says here, and Elijah said unto all the people, come near unto me. And the people came near unto him. And he what? Repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. And Elijah took 12 stones, according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, unto whom the word of the Lord came, saying, Israel shall be thy name. And with the stones he, now look at this, built an altar in the name of the Lord. So the first principle here we need to learn is to repair. So Elijah had to first repair the altar that was broken down. Years had passed since it was last used because King Ahab had forsaken the commandments of the Lord. The people also, following their leader's footsteps, had followed the false gods of Balaam. Many, 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 many Christians today have allowed the altars of their lives to fall apart and be broken down. Some have broken them down by carelessness. They just don't care. Some have broken them down by wickedness. Some have broken them down by sinfulness. Some have knowingly broken them down by following bad leadership. Can I tell you? All these false teachers and what have you false evangelists on the radio and TV, you need to be careful about that. Or they've broken them down by following the ways of this world. In order to give our all to the Lord, we all need to first repair the broken down altars in our lives. The broken down altars of daily reading and studying the Word of God, daily praying. Amen. Being devoted to God, being dedicated, consecrated to Him. The broken down altar of separation. Oh, don't talk to me about separation, Brother Curtis. It's not popular today, but it's still true. We are to be separated from the world and separated unto God. How about that broken altar of faithfulness? How about that broken altar of holiness? How about that broken altar of tithing? How about that broken altar of faith, promise, missions, giving? Amen. You know, it's amazing to me to hear people complain or to say to their pastor that they don't know if it'll fit in their budget to give something to the Lord or if they'll still have a job at the end of the year or maybe they'll have a job but they're going to be changing their job and probably getting less pay. But these are the same people who will go out and without any hesitation, they will go out and they'll sign a contract to buy a new car or they'll sign a contract to buy a house or they'll take that credit card out. Well, I just don't have the budget right now, but I have a credit card. I'll just pay it off later. And they use that credit card without hesitation. And on all of these, hear me now, on all of these, they make payments weeks upon weeks and months upon months and years after years and years and years and years without hesitation. But you can't give some to the Lord? Really? These are all altar areas in our lives that we need to first repair. Got to repair them. Someone might be here today. You've never built an altar to the Lord. Well, then get started today. Start reading and studying the Word of God. Have a prayer life. Be devoted and dedicated to the Lord. Be consecrated to Him. Have separation. Be faithful. Live a holy life for Him. And give your tithe and give to missions. Maybe you've recently been saved. You just got saved. Now's a good time to get started on these things. Build that altar. Maybe you're here this evening. You've never trusted the Lord Jesus Christ. You don't know 100% for sure that when you die, that heaven will be your home. You can have that settled today before it's eternally too late. Realize you're a sinner. We're all sinners. Realize you're a sinner. Condemned. That's the penalty and the price of sin, condemnation, eternity in hell. But realize that Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary for you, shed His blood to wash away your sin, and then receive Him as your personal Savior. So the first thing, the first principle we learn here is to repair. The next principle here, seen in verse 32 to 33, is to reorganize. Look with me here in verse 32. I read half the verse already. Verse 32, and it says here, and he made a trench about the altar as great as would contain 2 measures of seed, and he put the wood, what? In order, and cut the bullock in pieces, and laid him on the wood. So to reorganize, Elijah had to put things in order as they should be. According to the scripture, he put the wood in order. Then he cut the bullock in pieces properly. Then he laid the bullock upon the wood properly and in order. Can I tell you, many, 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 many Christians need to put things in order or back in order in their lives as they properly should be. Yes, we need to prioritize our lives. We need to quit thinking about self. Too many Christians are thinking about self. What about me? What am I going to do? What's the next thing? Me, 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 me. I. We need to quit being selfish and make sure that the Lord is first. I want to say this. If you're working too much that you can't make it to church service, at least on Sundays, you're working too much. Your priorities are wrong. Jesus said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. We need to make sure that God is first. God first. God first. Now, that's easy to do here at church. Well, I'm here at church. God's first, so I'm here. Isn't that right, Pastor? So easy to do. But how about at home? Is God first in your home? How about at the workplace? Is God first? Mm-hmm. Those of you going to school, is God first? Wow. That separation of church and state. You can still make God first, amen. Yes. Whatever it is that we may have scrambled or gotten out of order in our lives, God wants us to reorganize our lives and to make sure it's according to the Scripture. Amen. Make sure it is according to the Scripture. And then set things in order according to His will. Pay attention now. This is what I tell the people over in the Philippines, and I tell them again and again and again and again. There is nothing, 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 absolutely nothing more important than the will of God. Nothing. Well, maybe, no, nothing. There is nothing more important than the will of God. You can't name it. Can't find it. Can't guess upon it. There is nothing more important than the will of God in your life. So the first principle is to repair, then next to reorganize, then next we see in 33 to 35, the next here is the requirement. Look with me again, verse 33 to 35. In the middle of verse 33, Elijah says here, fill 4 barrels with water and pour it on the burnt sacrifice and on the wood. And he said, do it the second time. And they did it a second time. And he said, do it the third time. And they did it the third time. And the water ran round about the altar. And he filled the trench also with water. You see, Elijah tells the people to fill 4 barrels with water. Now, I don't know how big them barrels were. Sometimes my mind, I imagine, try to think about it. And I think about a 55-gallon drum. That's a pretty big barrel. But my guess is it might have been something bigger than that. And Elijah requires them. He says, fill. Well, fill if you want to. No, that's not what he said. He said, fill four barrels with water. Now, don't forget, in this passage of Scripture, it hasn't rained for 3 years. It hadn't rained for 3 years. And Elijah says, fill four barrels with water. No doubt, water at this time is very important, very precious, very needful. After 3 years, a three-year drought, I imagine in my mind, that's water's pretty important during that time, I would imagine. And Elijah says, fill four barrels with water and then pour it on the sacrifice at the wood. So that's what they did. They didn't question them. They filled up four barrels of water, took it over there, and poured it on the sacrifice. Then he says, do it a second time. Oh, no, Elijah, well, that's, no. The Bible says, and they did it. Then Elijah said, do it a third time. And they did it the third time. Fill four barrels of water and to put it on the sacrifice. Three times they did it. 12 barrels of water. Now, this passage of Scripture doesn't say, but I believe they sacrificed what they had. Well, we got this water. We got this water. All right. So they obey and do as Elijah, the man of God, has said. The people had to step out in faith in order to do as Elijah had said to them. Remember, he's the man of God. He's telling them, you want God to answer, you need to do, here's the requirement. Here's the requirement that God has for us. By the way, when you think about it, the people had already spent a whole day watching these false prophets of Baal jumping around and jumping on top of their altar and cutting themselves, and nothing happened. So why wouldn't they obey Elijah? Well, all these false prophets of Baal, nothing happened. Let's see what Elijah, he said, okay, four barrels of water. All right, let's do it. Let's see what happens. The same is true for us. Maybe you've been in a spiritual drought for a period of time. Maybe it's been a week or two or a month or two. Maybe it's been a year or more. Maybe you've given up on the Lord. But pay attention now. God still has some requirements for you. Sometimes the preacher, the pastor, the man of God tells us to step out in faith according to the Word of God and do what seems to be strange, such as faith, promise, mission giving. Not only does he tell us to step out in faith, but the man of God tells us to step out in faith completely and wholeheartedly. It's sad, and you know this, Pastor, it's sad when people just kind of half-hearted about doing things. They say they're saved. They just kind of, okay, yeah, all right, here you go. It's kind of half-hearted about it. We're to give or pour our all upon the altar. Paul said in Romans chapter 12 and verse 1, he said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. We're to give ourselves to the Lord. We're not to try to figure out how much our budget can handle such a task, but we're to simply ask and believe the Lord by faith. By the way, can I tell you, when we give our all to the Lord, and when I give myself to the Lord, I'm not talking about giving a certain portion of money. I'm talking about me, myself. Give myself to the Lord. And when the Lord has me, can I tell you, when the Lord has me, then he has this. Amen. When the Lord has me, then this isn't a problem. Amen. I gave an offering this morning. I gave an offering just this evening a little while ago. Why? Man, I want the blessings of God. I want to follow his will for my life. So I just try to do as best that I can. I'm not perfect. Just like that song we sang a few moments ago. Singing, give it our best, our all. Just give it all to the Lord. And then your wallet or that money packet thing that you ladies carry in your purse, whatever you call that, I forget what your name is. Anyway, whatever you call that, then it's not a problem, amen? It's not a problem. So that's a requirement for us all. To give or pour our all out to God by faith. And then last year, not only to repair, to reorganize, and the requirement, but last year,
be ready to receive. Amen. Be ready to receive. Now, I'm not going to read verse 36 and 41 again. I read it earlier. What a great blessing. Elijah prays to Jehovah God, asking that he would hear his prayer. Wouldn't it be nice, those of us that are saved, that we would pray unto the Lord God Almighty to hear our prayers? That's what Elijah did. Lord, hear me, he says, hear me. Oh, Lord, hear me. It wouldn't be bad if we did the same thing. Hear me. Oh, Lord, hear me. God answers with fire from heaven to consume the sacrifice and all that was there. And when the people saw it, they fell on their faces and they confessed, the Lord, He is the God. The Lord, He is the God. Amen. They had just seen something miraculous. And can I tell you, over in the Philippines for the last nearly 12 years, been seeing miraculous things God has been doing time and time and time again. It's amazing. And I said, all I can say is, oh, the Lord, He is the God. The Lord, He is the God. Why? God is working not just here in the United States, but He's working over in the Philippines. Praise God. It's a blessing. And I got to receive a blessing, seeing people saved and baptized and serving the Lord. Praise God. When you and I step out in faith, giving ourselves as a living sacrifice unto the Lord, people will see God in us. They'll see the blessings of God in us. And then they will realize that He is the Lord God Almighty. Our faith in the Lord will cause others to step out in faith to the Lord. And when we step out in faith, the Lord will burn in us a desire. Pay attention now. He'll burn in us a desire to either send or go. When we rely upon God, when we trust in Him, in the matter of faith, promise, missions, giving, be ready to receive the blessings of God. So true. Can I tell you? And I've learned, I've been saved 29 years now, and never have I been able to outgive God. Never. You can't outgive God. Can't be done. And then in verse 41, I like verse 41. Verse 41 here, Elijah, the man of God, warns Ahab, the king of Israel, of the coming of the abundance of rain. Can I tell you, when we give our poor selves out unto the Lord, we give ourselves to give it all to the Lord. When we step out in faith by doing exactly what God wants us to do, there will be the sound of abundance of rain. There will be. The Lord will supply our every need. Amen. Now, God doesn't supply our every greed. Amen. God doesn't supply our every greed. You know that, Pastor. And many of you know that. But God will supply our every need. The sound of abundance of rain. The message this evening, give it all to the Lord. Give it all to the Lord. We must give ourselves to the Lord wholeheartedly, completely. And the steps are to repair, to reorganize the requirement, and then be ready to receive. Give it all to the Lord. Don't hold back. Give it up to Him. He will take care of each and every one of us. Let's all stand. Everybody stand. Please stand. Bow your heads. Close your eyes. No looking around. Heads are bowed. Eyes are closed. As the pianist comes, heads are bowed and eyes are closed. The message, give our all to the Lord. Give it all to the Lord. Give it all to the Lord. The requirements are repair. Maybe you've got some broken down altars in your life. The altar of studying, reading your Bible. That altar of prayer. That altar of faithfulness. That altar of separation. That altar of devotion. That altar of dedication. Give it to the Lord. Repair it. Maybe things are out of order in your life. You've got wrong priorities. Reorganize.
Get your priorities straight and in order. Make sure that God is first.
Maybe you haven't been following the requirements. God has some requirements for us. Be obedient to the Lord. Follow Him.
Make sure that God's will is the most important thing in your life.
Make sure of it. And then be ready to receive the sound of abundance of rain. God will bless. And when God has all of us, when God has all of me, when God has all of you, and you're following His will and you're obedient to Him, things are in order, your altars are as they should be, God will bless. God will bless.
Maybe you're here this evening, you've never trusted the Lord Jesus Christ. You don't know for sure. You're not 100% sure that when you die, that heaven will be your home. That can change tonight.
Lord, I thank You for the truth of 1 Kings chapter 18. And I pray, Lord, please help us. I pray, Lord, if there's any broken down altars, we'll repair them. And then, Lord, if we've got things out of order, I pray we'll get that reorganized and make sure that You're first. And Lord, You have some requirements for us, and those requirements are in Your Word. And I pray that we would take those requirements and apply them to our lives and make sure that Your will is first. Then, Lord, once that happens, we just need to be ready to receive. You want to bless us. And so, Lord, I pray, please, just like Elijah, hear us. Hear us, O Lord, hear us, please. Bless the invitation. We'll give You thanks and praise in Jesus' name.